How about chicken for dinner? Would it whet your appetite if it came from not a slaughtered animal, but from a stainless steel vat? Lab-grown or cultivated chicken is on the menu at restaurants in San Francisco and in Washington, D.C., where reporter Jacob Fenston and WAMU's Amanda Michelle Gomez tried out lab-grown food.
We are here at Cinecelcano, and we're about to have some cultivated chicken.
All right, let's go inside.
This will be the menu for the entire tasting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is a Jose Andres restaurant, and it serves Peruvian Asian cuisine.
We're here to have some chicken skewers, but it's not chicken grown on an actual chicken animal. Rather, it's grown from cells in a laboratory. Sometimes it's called lab-grown meat. Or more appetizingly, perhaps, cultivated meat.
The chicken is marinated in Peruvian anticucho sauce.
We're having two of the 8 servings that they're going to get per week. The company that makes it can only make a tiny bit at a time right now.
Earlier, we had a chance to meet the head chef at Cinecelcano who prepared tonight's dinner. His name is Daniel Lugo.
We take the Japanese charcoal, we light it up.
The meat actually comes pre-cooked, so Lugo just has to marinate it and heat it up on the grill.
When we get it, the package looks like a cooked chicken. We don't have to worry about salmonella or nothing like that.
He says the Jose Andres group tried several versions of the cultivated chicken before landing on the one on our plate. They were basically the culinary advisors to Eat Just, the California company behind cultivated chicken called Good Meat. Co-founder and CEO Josh Tetrick says they asked Andres to debut their chicken because people trust the award-winning chef and humanitarian.
And it's not just credibility in terms of the food tastes really good, but credibility in terms of what this means more generally for the food system. And I couldn't think of anyone that represented what impact in food is than Jose.
Tetrick has great ambitions of cultivated meat surpassing conventional meat in 10 years, but the technology isn't there yet. While we're waiting back in the dining room to take our first bite of lab-grown meat, we chewed on some questions about the future of food. One of the motivations behind Good Meat is to create a more sustainable future. But Jacob, is it actually good for the environment? Does it do that?
So, you know, it is very true that our food system creates a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. It's estimated that like a third of global greenhouse gas emissions comes from our whole food system. And meat has by far the biggest carbon footprint, especially beef. So the idea is that, you know, cultivated meat could feed the world with a much smaller carbon footprint. The problem is this technology is still so new, it's just currently being produced in these very small quantities. We just really don't know the full impact when it is scaled up to be mass produced. I talked to Ned Spang, he's a professor at UC Davis. He found that using the current techniques, cultured meat could actually have higher emissions than conventional meat, like a lot higher, like 10 times higher.
The narrative we hear out there is that cultured meat is inherently better for the environment. And we're just taking a pause on that, saying, hey, wait a second, let's take a look at what we're doing now. Let's be very careful and make sure that we're really tracking this and measuring the performance of this production so that we actually are accruing environmental benefits.
So Amanda, you've been thinking a lot about one of the other big selling points of cultured meat, and that is that it's cruelty-free, that, you know, we don't have to kill animals to produce it. I myself am kind of a lax vegetarian, a flexitarian, if you will. I don't really know how I feel about this. What did you learn?
I found out you're not alone, Jacob.
Thank you.
So I actually interviewed maybe one of DC's most famous vegetarians, Chef Rob Ruba, over at the Michelin-starred restaurant Oyster Oyster. He's not interested in eating or, frankly, cooking with cultivated chicken right now.
There's a lot of, I guess, conscious things about it that are very nice, like, oh, we're not harming an animal, we're not doing this, but I think we just need to be more mindful of how we're eating and what we're doing to the environment.
He says he'll stick to plants. And if people need to eat meat, then he suggests eating poultry from a free-range local farmer.
All right, looks like it's coming.
We're about to eat some cultivated chicken.
Here we have the anticucho.
And tastes like chicken. It tastes like chicken. Wow. Yeah. Very tasty. I mean, Peruvian flavors. Wow.
It's highly chickeny. Let's see if the potatoes taste like potatoes.
Very anticlimactic. Mm. The future of food. The future of food tastes like what food is like today.
Highly chickeny. That was WAMU's Amanda Michelle Gomez with reporter Jacob Fenston.